And join us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Oak Grove Lady Panthers and Jared Broughton. And coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to talk with us.
No problem. Glad to. Glad to.
And we're going to talk about a couple of athletes that made the Dream Team from your squad this year. We'll start with the younger of the two and the sophomore, Sophie Hildenbrand. Tell us about that young lady.
Sophie really had a great year for us. She led us in points scored and rebounds and assists per game, and she finished second team all conference in the MRVC West. She really improved throughout the year, and as the year progressed, she just really started to score a little bit more for us and rebound the basketball. And we're really excited that she's a sophomore and that we got a couple more years of her, and hopefully she'll continue to improve and work on her game. And we're excited for what the future could bring for Sophie.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned leading in three of the key categories in points, rebounds, and assists, and only being a sophomore. It takes a little bit of a special player to be able to handle that at a younger age, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And she's got great character, and she's really developing into a leader for us and for our program, somebody we can kind of build around. And she's really kind of taking that off upon herself, and she stays after and gets a lot of shots up in practice, and she's always wanting to get in the gym. And that's really why I think she'll be successful here the next couple of years.
How exciting is it for you as a coach to see a younger type high school kid that, you know, has basketball talent to try and work on some of those leadership type things? That's a little bit of a different thing for a coach, rather than working on, you know, just the basketball technical stuff, but, you know, working on the leadership stuff as well.
Yeah, it's an everyday battle, and it's something that we push our girls towards and try to impart a lot of those leadership qualities on them every day. And Sophie's one of them that she's bought into that, and really kind of taken into the program what everything that we would hope for. And she's and I think the other girls kind of react to that and see that, and she's that's why she should be successful the next couple of years.
All right, very good. And the other member from your squad that made the Dream Team this year, a junior in Easton Harmon. Let's talk about that young lady.
Easton she's a great kid, and she works really hard. She averaged about 8 points, well over 8 points a game, and almost over six rebounds a game. She guarded the other team opponent's best player every night. Was really active for us, and most games she never stepped foot off the floor. And we're really proud of the improvement that she made throughout the year. She finished honorable mention for all conference, and we expect big things out of her going forward. Next year we're going to need a lot out of her, and I think she understands that and is ready to accept that.
Well, that's one of those things too, as a basketball coach, when you obviously know who your best defender is, and to, you know, say, hey, you're going to have the assignment of drawing player X, who's their best offensive threat. That says a lot about her as a player, that you got that kind of confidence in her.
Yes. Yeah, she defensively, we ask a lot of her, and we demand a lot from her, and she probably doesn't like that very much at times, but she did a good job of accepting that role, and I feel very confident with her going forward. And she kept us in a lot of games because she held the other team's best player down and kept them under control while we were able to hang around and be in a lot of games. Without her, it would have been a very different story.
And it probably just breaks your heart that you're going to have both of these young ladies back next year, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to it. We bring those two back and all of our starters along with it, so hopefully we can continue to make the strides that we made this year and kind of push forward and continue to improve.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Oak Grove Lady Panthers, Jared Broughton, and we're talking about his two athletes on the Dream Team this year, and Sophie Hildenbrand and Easton Harmon. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us about these two young ladies. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
No. We appreciate the work you all do at KMZU, and we're glad to be a part of it.
There you have it, Coach Jared Broughton of the Oak Grove Lady Panthers on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.